Okay.
Hey, I don't know who's listening to this shit, but welcome. We are here.
Are we live?
We're not live. Oh. I'm saying, obviously, whenever they fucking listen to it, Chase.
You just catfish me into some live shit?
6 seconds in, you already fucked up.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
Look.
Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke.
Whiskey.
Bitch. Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke. Whiskey. Bitch.
Money?
I ain't got money.
You don't got money?
I ain't in shape.
You make weird fucking
my body.
Star Wars noises.
Yes, dude. Shit like that. And for some fucking reason. Yeah, yeah. I'm from another universe. And for some reason, I get puzz. I don't know how. I've never known how. It just kind of happens. I think it's the unnecessary confidence and the fact that I can make people laugh sometimes.
Yeah.
That's all it really takes.
Yeah.
And the fact that I look like somebody's fucking uncle. And I've always looked like that. Even when I was in shape, I looked like that. Because of my face. I just have the...
Somebody's uncle?
Yeah. Somebody's uncle.
Is that a thing?
For me, it is.
Is that a thing for people? Like, to girls? I don't know. For girls to be into?
Like an older guy, yeah.
So instead of daddy...
You should know. You're like 60.
Instead of daddy issues, they have uncle issues?
Uncle issues, dude.
That doesn't sound healthy, bro.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter to me.
Sounds like somebody got touched. That's... Who is that?
This is not a ringtone.
Don't do it, fatty.
Yeah, boy.
What does it say?
It says, don't do it, fat fuck. Oh. It's to keep me from fucking eating sweets. And I don't really eat sweets. I just eat a lot of like meat and bread, though. I guess stay with some bread.
Dude, you're breaking down. You're like a truck just sputtering down the road. You're farting and burping. You're just an old Chevy, man, just getting it.
I'm so many miles.
Yeah, come on, just, girl.
Dude, yeah, the speedometer went back to zero. Not the speedometer, the fucking mileage.
You got some city miles on you.
Yeah, dude.
You got.
Hey,
you ain't got no highway miles.
Rode hard and put up wet, bitch. Hey, yo, the fucking mileage meter went back to zero.
Not like a nice city either.
Oh, dude,
we're talking
Atlanta.
Like Detroit. Inner city Detroit. Mm-hmm. Like drive-bys and potholes.
Yeah, Akron, Ohio, dude.
I think it's Akron.
It's Akron.
It's Akron.
It probably is Akron. I don't know.
It's Akron.
I don't know. Hey.
Hey.
See, what? Dude, it's nonstop, bro. Nonstop.
Dude.
I'm imploding is what's happening, bro. I'm imploding. The center core, my soul, is trying to burst out in all directions, and I can't help
That's
it.
That's exploding. That's not imploding, though.
No, it's imploding if you blow it from the inside.
That's what she said.
Or imploding is you go in first.
That's what she said.
And then out.
I
actually don't know the difference. Imploding is when you blow up from the inside. Exploding is, I mean, yeah, because if something explodes inside of something else, then that thing is imploding, right? How does that work, bro?
You were right. You didn't hear the
How
bell.
Does it work, bro?
Dudes, you need a gas X?
Dude,
do we need to get a sponsorship from gas X? Metamucil is going to be next.
If you were a loved one. That's how our podcast starts from now on, bro.
Hey.
If you were a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma.
It's experiencing gastro problems.
Gastro.
Not to worry, though.
Castro problems?
Castro? You're Cubans now?
My boy Fidel, dog? So, we were talking about how you're on the spectrum. Elaborate. What is it like? Heavy toward? Are we talking Rain Man? Where there's benefits to it?
If I'm on the spectrum, you're off the spectrum.
I'm off the spectrum, dude. There's nothing. You can't describe me. I just kind of am who I am. I am expelling gas, liquids, and solids from every orifice I have.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. Like
something's happening. I don't know. I'm imploding.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's fine. We'll be okay. I'll just keep drinking. It'll solve it.
They tell me.
You're drinking coffee right now?
Hell no.
Out of the Elvis cup?
I'm getting
Did
old.
You like Elvis? When y'all went to school together? Or?
Really? Well.
Did you like Elvis?
That's none of your damn business.
growing up, Did you listen to him?
Oh, for sure. I grew up listening to all different kinds of music.
Dude, I think I listened to like two Elvis songs and they were okay. I never thought they were great.
No, man. My nanny, she, like, we were always listening to different kinds of stuff in the kitchen, cooking and stuff in Georgia.
Yeah, your maid?
Huh? No, maid? My nanny. Right. As in my grandma.
Yeah, so your maid fucking played a lot of Elvis?
My grandma. Thank you. We call her nanny.
You called your maid grandma? That's fucking weird, dude.
Dude, I don't know why I do this with you. I don't even know why I do a podcast. Like, it make me stay up late for no reason.
Right.
Have a headache the next day.
Right.
I go through way too much of my weed.
Yep.
It's usually just to put up with being around you and your big head. It is what it is, head. Man.
It's because I'm
you have a lemon head.
I do, and it's bittersweet.
It's almost completely round.
It almost is.
Almost. A little more ovalish.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very
ovalish. You got an Adam Sandler dome.
I do. I'm a lot like Adam Sandler in a lot of ways. I have, like, I have a funny personality.
If Adam Sandler
he gets so much pussy for no reason. Nobody knows why. Like that shit. Like, I'm ugly, but shit works out for me. So I'm Adam Sandler. It's the same shit.
He has a lot of money, though.
Yes, that's true. I bet you I could have been a good actor. Because I'm good at acting, like...
You're confident, that's for sure.
Well, the thing is, it's all fake, though. Cocky. I'm acting like I'm confident. I'm not. That's the thing. Yeah. I'm a good actor, man. Great actor. Give me any character, I'll fucking do it, bro. Give me a backstory, I'll act like it.
Yeah, you're not confident at all.
You want me to be not confident?
No, I'm just saying.
Dude, what's happening here?
You literally will never, you're never like not, you're never, I've never heard you say, I'm not good at this.
No, it's true. That's narcissism. That's different from confidence. I genuinely think that. And even if I'm wrong, I do, no, I'm not wrong. I am good at everything, bro. We've talked about this, bro. It's okay. No fan has spoken up about it, but eventually I'm going to get a message and be like, you're not that good, bro. You're not that good as shit, dog. Stop. Stop acting like you're the shit.
That's when you know you made it.
Yeah, of course. I want to get hate. I want to get hate so bad so I can talk shit back. I want to be like, I want people to almost cancel me for me fucking roasting people online, dog. I'll do it. If people start hitting me up. I have a lot of ammo online, though. A lot of people can make fun of me for a lot of shit online.
Yeah.
A lot of me as a kid. Like, I have a lot of... When I had Skype as a child, dude, I was going crazy, dude. I have a lot of dumbass, filter-ridden pictures of me as a little kid. I was, like, 12.
Mercy.
My little fat ass.
Mercy.
Wow, dude. Who's calling you?
Sarah.
Which one?
Really?
Oh, my fault. My fault. Dog.
Really?
We're not supposed to talk about that.
Hold on a second. Let me get... Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
What are you doing? I'm doing a podcast.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is strike one, sir. I haven't met you yet,
I thought you said you were doing it.
You're actually on the podcast right now.
Yeah, I haven't met you yet, but this is strike fucking one. And if it reaches three, you don't want to know what happens.
You know, that's a harsh punishment because he told me he was heading there hours ago. I'm so sorry. Get back to it.
No, you're fine.
Get back to it.
He got here 5 minutes ago, so he was probably lying to you.
Y'all get back to it. Have fun. I'll talk to you later.
You're so I love you.
I love you.
She seems nice, dog.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Where were we?
I don't even know, bro. Who cares? Dude, how long do you think we've been recording, for real? Because it's...
You always ask me
this. No, this is a tough one.
We got to develop this into a segment.
A segment? We're segment? I need a soundboard so I can be like...
We need some segments,
period. How long have we
been recording? You need nothing else to play with over there. You fucking have ADD for sure.
Been recording.
Did you take your Addy today?
No, I haven't taken Adderall in so long, bro.
You're in a better mood.
Yeah, I know. Adderall makes me very robotic. It is what it is.
Man, fuck that shit, dude. Fuck that shit.
I'm happy, but like the way I function is very robotic. And my tics go crazy. I look like I'm retarded. Can't say that. I should probably bleep that out. Whatever. But it's so crazy when I take medicine.
Yeah.
Medicine affects everybody in real weird ways, especially ADHD medicine.
Yeah.
because ADHD is very vague and like broad when it comes to how it affects everybody. So medicine's tough. It's tough to treat.
Excuse me, I'm sending a text real quick.
That's okay. That's all right, dude. I'll allow it, bro. I'll watch you with your Freedom Under Armour shirt.
My Freedom Under Armour shirt?
Yeah, it says Freedom and it's an Under Armour. Why is it missing a star, bro? What happened to the star?
Well, I ate it.
Got hungry. A little bit of freedom.
Gotta keep my protein up.
Yeah, you gotta keep freedom inside of you.
You ever ate a protein star?
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
No. I haven't.
Dude.
Is it like...
That's why my arms look like this and yours look like that.
Dude, is a Freedom Star a word for HGH? What is that?
Fucking, I wish I
could call it. Your creatine star, dude?
HGH is the shit.
Dude, I would be on it every day if I could.
The fountain of youth.
Absolutely. That's what I asked.
Heal faster.
Yeah, that's what all the celebrities look like. They're 20 hair, years younger. Yeah.
Nails, skin.
Yep, HGH. Muscles. HGH is the youth.
You know what I'm saying? Zero side effects.
Youth drug, man. Oh, shit.
I'll go on record and support it.
I don't know what shit. Is it, so it's not illegal at all. So it's fucking
It's not illegal to possess. Last I researched, it's not illegal to possess, but it's illegal to sell. So it's pretty much it's a catch 22. You can't get
weird.
It.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like you have to go and order it from a website from a country that is they can sell it from.
Is it like harmful in any way, shape, or form? Why is it illegal
from
to
the
sell?
The research that I've done and the science that I've seen on it, and the thing is it's just with peptides, it is a peptide. Uh-huh. And that's basically what in that movie Dallas Buyers Club with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah,
that's what he was trying to move across the border was peptides because they're amazing.
Yeah, of course. They can
do, but Big Pharma doesn't fucking want you to know that. They don't.
That makes
they
sense.
Don't want that. Is Big Pharma shutting the shit down?
Mm-hmm.
They want to control the meds. They want to control and peptides are fucking cheap. They're effective.
Yeah.
They're safe.
Right.
At least the ones that I would research. And the you know, GHRPs, IGF-1s, DSIPs. DSIP is a delta sleep-inducing peptide. Literally will help your sleep patterns and increase your natural melatonin production. There's just a healthy alternative. I mean, don't get me wrong. You could still use it wrong.
Yeah.
But the side effects are just almost nil compared to
all the shit
you know what you're dealing
do.
With Big Pharma.
It is crazy, man. When it comes to like the way where science is right now, we could be healthier as a species, but it's just because of greed and money and all that shit.
Bad food.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Food's a big one, man.
Food is the
especially in America.
They have scientists working on your food, and then so you'd be addicted to it.
Absolutely,
and shit. It's to truly think about a scientist working on food just so that you want to crave it the next day is a little weird, man. I feel like cattle a little bit.
And
we need your money. Everybody's making money. We need your money, so we're gonna put this shit in your food to where you become addicted to it. Like food is probably the number one addiction in America.
They make it easier to chew. Like I think about that with the honey butter chicken biscuit from Whataburger.
It's just soft.
And that's not a plug. I wish it was a plug because I would love to be sponsored by Whataburger.
Whataburger would be a great sponsor.
But dude, you know, out of all the fast foods, Chick-fil-A, Whataburger.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A Whataburger is pretty good.
That's another question. But they make it. I read something was talking about processed food and how it's a lot easier to actually eat and not necessarily digest, but to chew, scarf down versus natural foods.
Yeah. So much science goes into
it. I mean, if you think about
it,
eating just actual cuts of meat or like animal proteins or...
Yeah, chew that bitch.
Apple.
Yeah.
Orange. Like it's...
Apple's the first one I thought of when you said natural foods.
Yeah, exactly.
And you got to bite into it and chew it for a couple of seconds.
And that actually makes you feel fuller faster.
Right.
You know, the slower you eat, the faster you're going to feel full. That's fucking science.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Obesity, which is, I mean, everybody's known this, is the number one health flaw or whatever.
Epidemic
of the U.S.
Yes.
And
heart disease, I think, is still top.
Right. Is the top killer.
It's beaten cancer.
Yeah. It kills everybody.
Yeah.
And that is also like the main money grab from all these companies. That's really, it's fucked up. Like, in a way, it's like cool because capitalism is working, but also it's kind of monopolized at that point to where all the companies kind of just like, hey, all the bottom half of this of society, let's just make them fat and addicted to food and can't get out of their debts and all that shit. It's pretty crazy to think about the structure of the government that way. There's a lot of goods that come from a government like this, but at the same time, there's a lot of shitty things about it too. And also, I mean,
but you have to have it.
I know.
I mean, come on.
It comes with it.
I'm all about, everyone knows I've been a soldier.
Right.
I'm a civilian.
Yeah.
I've been the other side of the world.
Yep.
I've been in the suburbs. I've been in the city.
Yeah.
I'm a well-cultured guy.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen countries with government, without, with shitty governments. I've seen ours. But, like, what I think what people don't understand is that without some form of government, right, shit breaks down. You can't trust people. It will be a fucking free-for-all.
It will always be
anarchy. So we have to have it. Now, we need to have the correct one.
Yeah.
But you can't just be like, oh, fuck a government. No, you have to.
No,
you have to.
It's always so simple-minded to be
and
like,
and even if we lose the whole union,
yeah,
states will still, our areas, territories, tribes, it doesn't matter. We all still somehow still come together. And then, look in Africa, all those countries,
right,
all those states. Mexico. Mexico is still broken down by, mm-hmm, by states.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, there's always a smaller union that's going to take place, and from there it's whether it grow, what it grows back up to.
Right, so, exactly.
The whole United States government breaks down. We go down to Texas is just doing its own fucking thing. Eventually, there will again be allies that turn to unions, that turn to the way the United States work. Would it go down the same as it did back then? Fuck no, because back then they were just like, this is ours. Watch out, Cherokee. Watch out,
yeah,
Sioux.
Yeah. What's dangerous about human nature, in my opinion, is that there is, human nature, not even human nature, nature in general, there's always going to be more leaders than, more followers than leaders. There's always going to be more betas than alphas. And whenever that happens, you have one alpha that can take under his wing or whatever, this vast majority of followers that will understand that what he has in mind is in everybody's best interest, right? So one person, wolf, eagle, like whatever the fuck you think, one organism is better than most, and there's more followers than leaders. So you have this group of people that are led by something or someone, and then when two of those nations or tribes, like you said, or areas, when two of those things clash, all you have to do is agree with that other leader. And then all the followers come with it. That's how shit grows. So let's break down Texas. If we're in Houston or in the Houston area, we're in Humble. If we expanded to Houston and got a bunch of people in our following to where we can take control, it's the same with the mafia and things like that. You can take control of the police in a certain way just by taking over the leaders. The pyramid scheme of nature is fucked up because if all you have to do is cut the head of the snake off. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's what's fucked up about it. So you talk to the head of whatever organization you need control of, and if you agree, that's good. If not, it's really not that hard to replace that thing. You know what I mean? So you take control of all this shit, and you just phase over to the next town. So we go to Dallas, or we go to San Antonio, and we do the same thing. And that's how, like, mafia and cults and shit, that's how they take over, and that's how it grows. It's a good thing, because that's how population spreads. That's how all the followers of all the following humans, mm-hmm, that's how we survive.
And it also revolves around resources. They know,
right,
those people take control of the resources of an area.
Yeah.
I've seen it in these third world countries.
Yep.
It's all about who controls the resources.
Yeah.
So that's where the people might not necessarily agree or would like that person.
But to survive,
control,
mm-hmm,
yeah. Yeah.
It's a dog-eat-dog world, man. It's fucked up. It's a lot of good things about it, though. The population would be nil if we had if everybody was like that. If everybody fought genuinely and was completely selfish as a leader should be, the population would be so fucking small. The fact that we're Selfish. We have the fact that we're self leaders,
self preservation.
The fact that like alpha type characters
are we talking about the leaders?
Yes, are selfish and narcissistic and like powerful in their own
leaders
heads.
Leaders aren't selfish. I don't think there's they should be
some of them are yeah.
selfless.
They should be. You're right, but in reality, yeah. a lot of them are selfish. They like that power and everything.
Yeah,
but like I said, there's a lot of good things about them, and it's it allows artists to thrive. People who wouldn't like. If I'm an artist, I'm not going to lead. It's not my role. You know what I mean? My role is to entertain and find this beauty and comfort in society. That's why in places like Africa where you're talking about, or in Europe where there's sections where the government might be corrupt or tough to deal with and things like that, art is hard. America's the root of art because we have a lot of people who really don't have to do shit and can just chill.
I don't know if it's the root of art, though. We've only...
Not the root of art. I mean, like, the most productive. Like, a lot of artists come out of here.
Yeah.
Because they're comfortable.
There's a lot of confused people.
A lot of depressed people. A lot of crazy people. But that's the art, man.
Inspired, you know.
Yeah. I'm going off on a tangent because I'm just, like, letting my mind roll.
No, I like it, man.
Yeah,
dig
it's crazy.
It makes for the good cast, man.
Yeah, yeah. All I'm saying is...
Cast away, baby.
Yeah, there's a lot of pros and cons to the way humans work, man. It's really strange. But the spectrum's so broad, so there's really, really, really good fucking people, but at the same time, there's really fucked up people.
There is some scary
fucked up people. And
you know how many serial killers you've probably been around?
Oh, probably a couple, yeah.
A few. Mm-hmm. It's science. Statistically, you have been around a few serial killers.
Yeah.
Like the same grocery store.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably shaking hands with a couple of them.
Hey. I say, oh, man.
Yeah.
How'd you do it? How'd you do it?
I think...
Why'd you do it? Say my name next time. Just say my name next time. No, say my name next time. What if they survive? And then they're like, all I heard was Chase.
Yeah. Remember me.
Just fuck. That becomes his signature.
Yeah.
That becomes his fucking killing signature.
He never really kills
just
anybody.
Saying my name.
He just fucking yeah. say my name.
Remember me.
You will remember me.
He literally just starts writing my name over every crime scene.
Dude,
it'd be some shit.
Yeah, you'd get arrested immediately. That's another thing. See, I watched Zodiac the other day, and because Zodiac was real hard to catch, and everybody in their right mind knew that it was that Lee Allen dude. But they couldn't really prove it 100%. And they ended up catching him or whatever. But he died before they could really put him away. But nowadays, dude.
That's just theory. They don't have proven that.
They have. They went to question him because the dude that... The only person to ever see... Listen.
I'm so proud right now. You were telling me about some true crime shit.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
True
crime is my stuff, buddy.
They did because... So, Eddie, whatever his fucking first name was. His last name was Lee
Allen. What was he to the investigation?
So, he was a prime suspect because of...
Oh, suspect. Okay.
Yeah, he was a prime suspect because of, like, handwriting matches and things like that.
To the letters he sent in.
And things that he said matched the letters he sent in.
Oh,
like
okay.
To
some of his speech and stuff.
All of that stuff matched. But because they claim the handwriting didn't match 100%.
They didn't have DNA then.
They didn't have DNA.
I don't know if they even collected stuff for DNA.
Right, exactly. Right? They didn't. So they could do fingerprints.
Yeah.
I don't think they could, like, register blood or fucking hair.
They would have to have his DNA. They would have to exhume the body.
I don't remember. I haven't studied that much. I just watched the movie and I did a little research online, like fucking amateur research. But the only person to ever see... him without his mask and survive was some kid, and like years and years later when the trauma kind of died down, he ended up talking to one of the detectives, like two times retired. He like somebody retired and somebody took his place and took the case. And eventually they talked to this kid and he was like, oh no, that's for sure him, and pointed at a picture of Lee Allen and was like, I'm like 80-90% sure this is the dude that I saw that shot me or whatever. And they went to question him, and he ended up dying of a heart attack. But they found the right guns in his trailer that he talked about killing kids and civilians with. They found gloves and shoes that were the same model and size of the shoe print that they found at one of the crime scenes. There's a lot of shit that went down there. It was very much him. What pisses me off about the government is that sometimes people take
Don't like this flag, dog. Be quiet.
No, I'm good, dude.
Assassin. No, I just don't want them to start listening.
No, I know, I know.
I smoke weed, bro.
They're not listening, dude. Fuck.
They'll them. Use that as excuses to bring me in.
Word, hey. But the thing about the government that does piss me off is they the boundaries that they have of law are like a little too unflexible. If that makes sense, they're too strong. Like right. If you know for a fucking fact, me and you could talk right now, and we're of sane minds, and we're not dumb people. We could be like, okay. He's obviously the killer. He has the same shoe size, same gloves, same guns.
Profile him.
Everything is right. Everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everything. Yeah, yeah.
Physical evidence is there.
Everything. But the fact that, like, the law says that if somebody in a handwriting profession says, oh, this R is a little weird, or this T is a little weird, doesn't match 100%. Then that's just disposable.
But that's why you have a jury, though. Like, jury is made up of people just like me and you.
Right,
so
but
we're able to be, like, right. Write down, like, okay, maybe he did say that R can be weird, but there's still all this other shit.
Right, but that's what distinguishes, like, evidence that can be seen from, like, by the jury. Like, a jury. The jury. Like, my jury.
How's that feel,
the jury on my neck, bye.
How's that feel? He did it to me all the time.
I know. Hey, I respect it. The jury won't even see evidence if they mark that as indisputable.
And then you have lawyers being able to dismiss or have evidence not admitted, this and that.
Admissible, that's right, yeah.
Inadmissible, admissible, yeah. Thank you.
Sorry, there was a knock on my door, y'all. We had to go check that out, but it was just a friend of ours. We were like, what the fuck? So yeah, we were talking
Jesus.
About... Yeah, word. It was Jesus, but... We were talking about, lawyers could have admissible or inadmissible evidence, and they could talk about that. But what I was saying is basically if shit doesn't match all the way, it's like shit that can't be used. And at a certain point, no matter how much a lawyer works for it, like they'd be like, oh, we're illegally not allowed to use this evidence, even right. though it's
but
very
what I'm saying,
good
like
evidence.
A guy could be on trial for murder.
Right.
He could already be on trial for other murders, and they'd be like, oh, you can't talk about that case.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's crazy to me.
What?
It
matters.
It's very relevant. Yeah.
The fact that he murdered 8 other people
are like
probably matters in that case.
Yeah, immunity is real fucking crazy to me, too. Immunity is fucking crazy to me.
Fucking, these fucking DAs.
Yeah.
And the departments
mm-hmm.
and the court, they want to clear cases.
Yeah.
And there's too many fucking innocent people in prison.
Yep.
And It's fucked up.
There's a lot of corruption, man. It works in a lot
of ways.
That's
another thing I've learned by listening to a lot of true crime is that there's a lot. There's been a lot of things, especially since DNA has become a thing since the 90s.
Yep.
So many fucking wrongful convictions.
Yeah, because they go back and you're like, oh, that shit wasn't you.
Nah, that's not you. Sorry, man.
Yeah, it's just crazy,
a little bit of money if you sue us.
Yeah.
Fuck you,
yeah.
dude.
That shit's fucking crazy.
Beat your ass.
Word. Put me in a ring. They should, yo.
Lock me up for 10 years for something I didn't do. Somebody's getting their fucking ass beat.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's getting their ass beat.
Pissed.
Bottom line, meet me in the sand pit, dude.
Word.
Tape your knuckles.
They have to go in the yard and set you free. They have to be like, hey, you're
dude, 10 years? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I mean, you already joined a gang at that point. Mm.
Especially now? I'm already 36.
Oh, dude, you'd be dead by then. You'd die of Alzheimer's or something. Dementia. You'd have dementia.
Oh, man, no.
Hey, bro.
You ever seen that movie, Shot Caller?
I have. It's very good.
Oh, man.
Have you seen...
that is a good movie.
There's a branch off to it. It's called...
Is there? Please tell me.
It's called Felon. Felon or Felony? Felon?
Felon. No, that's a much older movie.
No, it has to do with that.
Felon? Okay.
You might be thinking of different movies.
There's a remake or it's a totally different movie?
It might be a totally different movie. One might be called Felon and the other's Felony.
Let me look up who played that, the actor, and what year that was, Felon. But yeah, it also follows us. It kind of has the same storyline.
Similar,
A married guy goes in. So in this one, he, in Felon, the older one, someone breaks in the house.
Uh-huh.
He defends him off, and the
beats
guy
him
tries
to
run
because he runs.
But he hits him with the baseball bat.
Yeah,
in the back
he beats
of the
him
head.
To death. It might be a remake thing.
Yeah, it's like one swing though takes him down. But because he was running, he gets
he gets charged for fucking manslaughter.
Yeah. And it goes in, fucking... and stuff was happening and keeping him in.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But not as intense as Shot Collar.
Shot Collar was dude, he ends up in that.
He's like the man.
He becomes the head of it. Dude, yeah. he becomes the head, Shot Collar because
he's threatening his family.
Yeah, it's a beautiful movie.
Beautiful mustache too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who wants the mustache, right?
Yeah.
Seriously, all right, here we go. So in Felon movie, so we look, it's 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I thought it was older than that. Shit, 2008 was a long time ago though. Shit, God, I was already grown then.
Yeah. When did Shot Collar come out?
Let me see. Well, also I want to. So Val Kilmer was one of them there, obviously, in Felon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, Stephen Dorff. That's right. Great cast. That's a great movie.
Yeah. When did Shot Collar come out?
Okay, I got you, man. Give me a second.
Hurry up. Bitch.
Shot Collar, 2017.
Okay.
Which is on, I know it's on Amazon. And now it's on Netflix as well, if you guys want to check it out.
That's where I saw it.
Yeah, it's on
Shot Collar.
It was originally on Amazon Prime, but now it's on Netflix as well.
Platform. I guess for some reason I thought Felon.
Which means it's probably not on Amazon anymore.
Yeah, maybe not. It might be on Netflix only. I thought it was a branch off. I thought the dude that. I mean, mind you, I saw them way apart, but I thought they were connected.
Well, it's a similar movie.
It is a similar movie.
And but no, just a little bit older. So 9 years.
That makes sense. Okay, so I'm wrong. Yeah, Shot Collar is very good. Very good.
So, yes, yeah, Shot Collar, old Jamie Lannister on there.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And one of another movie he plays in is a chick flick. It's and I didn't really like watching it because I was going through some things about the time that movie came out. But it's The Other Man, or The Other Woman. Yeah, The Other Woman. It's got Cameron Diaz.
Of course Cameron Diaz. Cameron Diaz and Jennifer Aniston have been in more rom-coms. And it's
like this dude, what's his name? Nicolaj?
Who cares, you know? What?
Wait, is that? Yeah, Nicolaj, that's his name. Nicolaj.
With a J. It's not Nicolaj.
Nicolaj with a J on the end?
Nicolaj is weird.
They don't have a phonetic spelling. How dare they?
It's real weird, man.
You know what I mean? Some of us only have it at 130 IQ. We don't have it at the 140.
Dude, mine's like a 26, doc.
Dude, Forrest had 78. You see here, now, your boy.
Mm.
Your boy, he's just...
He immediately sounded like Leonardo DiCaprio in Django Unchained. That's exactly... That's what you look like and you sound like.
Dude, that's a fucking compliment.
It's an incredible role he played. He should have won the reward for that shit. Instead, he won it for Revenant, which makes sense.
I like how you say reward instead of award.
Rewarded, yeah. You get rewarded for things you do.
Yeah, you said he should have won the reward.
No, I said he should have got rewarded for that shit.
Think about that. We just recorded that. We're going to play it back.
I might be wrong, but that's what I meant to say. He got rewarded for that with an award.
Dude, Leo's performance, though, in that. And I love The Incredible. Great Gatsby, too.
Yeah, that one's real good. Gatsby, too. That one's based off a play.
That's one of my favorite stories.
It's a very good story. When it's based off a
book. The light across the pier, across the water.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I'm having deja vu. I feel like we talked about this before.
No, we haven't.
No?
Okay. We might have off-air.
What was going to ask you earlier? I was like, man, that's the next good question. It was like, I was going to ask you if you had to pick, man... What was it? Shit.
It's all right.
Run it back. What were we talking about?
We talked about a lot.
Yeah, we have.
We always talk.
Yeah. Mucho habla.
A lot of speak. A lot of talk.
I sound like a fucking...
Maybe just the most foreign person of all time over there. If you went over there, it'd be the equivalent of like a Spanish speaking person coming over here and be like,
"Yeah, exactly."
Yes, a lot of talk. Yes,
trying to. It's like a Spanish person trying to teach a Native American.
Which honestly, how to I speak love. English. Yeah, I love the fact that if I tried to, I'm self conscious about it, so I only say things if I know exactly how to say them. But if I wanted to try, like if I was just outspoken Spanish wise. And spoke whatever I could, I would sound so foreign to them, and it would make me laugh so fucking hard. Just knowing that I sound like that to them is very funny to me.
Oh, so you know how silly Spanish-speaking people can sound to us when they are practicing and speaking English?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, so we sound just as stupid to them.
Dude, are you doing it again?
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Yes. Yeah, it is fucking... I thought you were about to start saying the same shit. I'm agreeing with you. Yes. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
I'm there in my head because I would literally just have this conversation with my coworker.
Yeah, yeah. It's very funny. But the thing is, they appreciate it because we're so used to speaking English
I get corrected all the time.
Yeah, they definitely correct you, but they appreciate the fact that you're trying.
But yeah, well, but I told them that I want... I said, correct me.
Yeah, tell them, teach me. Teach me how.
Yeah, like, fuck, where is that a stone? I got the real thing right here.
Yeah, my friend Jose Flores, he's the oversized driver for my company, and he's like, bro, if I say some shit wrong, what'd you say?
Amigos
is plural for many people, unless it's just girls.
It's amigas.
Unless it's just plural. If it's just girls,
no.
It's me amigos.
Me guys. If it's plural people, amigo. If it's one guy, amiga. If it's one girl.
I thought masculine took priority over
a group of people. At least they've been saying it wrong, and I need to correct them. Then
that's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe they... Wait, are you talking about at your work?
Yeah.
They probably say that as, like, literally me, like, us no, being like, all right, ladies.
No, it wasn't. Maybe, well, maybe they...
You know what I mean?
Maybe. I'm gonna... You know what? We're gonna find out. It's mañana.
Dude, yeah. Mañana, you're gonna figure that shit out, dog. Because, bro, that's weird. I've never heard... I think they were literally being like, the way we go, like, what's up, ladies? Like, come on, ladies. You know what I'm talking about? Talking about a bunch of...
They can't joke like that around me. I'm trying to learn here. There's no jokes in the classroom.
That's the thing, bro. Slang throws people off, no matter what language.
You got to worry about that as well.
What's interesting when it comes to other languages is, like in our language, okay, so we say it's nothing. Like, don't worry about it. It's nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the translation in Spanish, de nada.
Yeah.
Means you're welcome, right?
De nada.
Yeah, de nada. Sí, yeah, it means you're nada. Welcome.
Or you can say no se nada.
Yeah.
Or no se.
Yeah, but de nada means it's nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're welcome.
So it's like it's nothing, yeah.
Right, yeah. So it's strange because you are welcome. Welcome means is bienvenidas.
Yeah.
So like the direct translation is so fucked up. And that's the thing, that's another thing with shows is that direct translation fucks up the story and the art behind it.
Yeah.
It's really weird how language works that way. Because me and Rosa...
And there's also a certain weight on words in different languages and cultures,
that
right?
mean nothing to us, but might mean a lot to them, and vice versa.
Dude, every time I say pendejo, it's the funniest shit they ever fucking...
Yeah, they think it's fucking hilarious.
You know what I mean? Or panocha. Like, I'm like... But this is like... I'm just like, you know, Jefe's being a pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, Hermano's being a pussy, and my brother's being a pussy, or whatever. Right. You know what I mean? Because they don't do this or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But... Like, when I say panocha, it's just like, oh!
Yeah, I think it's funny as shit. They're fucking funny, man.
I love it, man.
I love
those are my boys.
In a way, the language barrier makes it, like, so much more intimate, like, when you actually talk.
Yeah.
Because you only stick with the basics.
I'll tell you what, though, man.
It's no small talk.
The past, you know, year and a half. Working with those guys, especially in the conditions that we work in, like going through this shit we go through together, like heat, cold.
Yeah, it's a bonding experience for sure.
Yeah, man, it's like it has that military feel to it, that camaraderie anyway.
Yeah, you construction
know what I
mean?
You know what I'm saying? Does that too. Yeah. And then me, labor. Like, we've learned to communicate together. And not just language, it's also
chemistry.
Like, I now know their faces and they know mine.
Yeah, it's chemistry.
They also know when Chase is being a little bitch, weirdo.
Right.
And
needs
to just step it up. You know what I'm saying? Need to channel my inner Mexicana.
Yeah, yeah.
And get in there and get dirty.
Yeah.
But it's cool, man, how you just gotta dive into people.
Mm-hmm.
Like fuck the boundaries. Fuck cultural boundaries. Fuck racial boundaries.
Forget all that.
Fuck everybody's spiritual the same, and bro. Religious boundaries. Doesn't matter. We need to. We're made to connect. Bro.
Everybody's the same, dog.
We're made to connect.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
Connection's everything.
Even people who, it's not even a boundary. Like if it's just like a no go, like you know nothing about their language, they know nothing about yours. You can still connect, like body language and chemistry. Like I said, and eye contact and things being like, okay, we're going to do this together, right? Like you can do that without words. Like, if nobody said anything, it'd probably be a better.
Especially when there's a foundation already there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you have it with a relationship of any type, friendship, romantic relationship, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, no matter, kids, family members, foundation is where it's at. And it doesn't have to be there from the start. Maybe you have a relationship that's been shit.
Yeah.
And you want that relationship to improve.
Mm-hmm.
Start the foundation right the fuck there.
Right.
I mean, think about it. Think about, like, the earth. How many layers of sediment, rock, and diamond, and elements, and dinosaur bone, and it's all built upon something. Built upon the rock. You know what I mean? Like, you got to think about your life that way, and your relationships that way, your spirituality that way, your mental health that way. Where's your foundation lie?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what makes up your foundation? Now I'm rambling, but that's the way I have to look at my life and myself, because if I don't focus on that, I'll get lost.
Yeah, that shit fucking matters, man. That shit matters, and it's something that's relatable between everybody, no matter, like you said, your race or your language or whatever the fuck that is. Your foundation matters, your morals and the way you were brought up, and I don't know, there is a beauty in that, and the fact that you can relate to somebody or connect with somebody without using language or without worrying about race or religion or shit like that. It is cool how, dude, imagine how, do you think it'd be better or worse for the world if we couldn't talk? Like, if it was all body language?
We're gonna find a way to communicate.
Like animals, you know what I mean?
We're gonna find a way to communicate. You can say, well, maybe it'd be better if we couldn't talk because we take voice inflection the wrong way. Motherfucker, I take text the wrong way sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Say K to me on a text message.
Right.
Say K to me. Just say the letter K. Oh, we got problems.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you on the regular say okay, you spell it out.
Right. This is what's funny is because me and Andrew, you know Andrew, everybody knows Andrew on the podcast from one of the earlier episodes. He's a funny guy. Me and him have a joke where, like, in context, if we're talking in person, we'll be like, okay. And we do it's funny.
Yeah. Exactly. But on text message,
it's all misinterpreted. You feel
it different. Yeah. It's how do you interpret it? Like, perception is reality.
Like,
perception,
you know,
is reality.
And that's why I say if people couldn't. Exactly. I mean, all right, that's the end of the episode. it's funny, but, like, people wouldn't have any of those problems if it had to do with, if it was just straight body language, like animals. Animals know exactly what the fuck they want from each other because they can't talk. It's all body language, and it's like you just know what people
want. They still communicate, though.
They do.
That's where there's grunts and runts and
grunts.
Because
it's just noises. It's not the same as words. We're more complex than any other animal when it comes to communication. Aside from that, we're the apex predator. Our mind fucking works so complex that, like, everything is interpreted in a bunch of different ways, and it's just, there's a lot of misinterpretation.
There's only one thing that makes us the apex predator.
It's our fucking
on this planet.
Cock.
It's technology.
Right, yeah.
No, I know. Our cock
weakens
us.
I know.
It overpopulates us.
It does.
It distracts us.
It does.
It hurts us. It weakens the legs, as my high school coach told me. Apparently, I don't believe
all the
that
weight,
shit.
Dude. All the
I
weight.
Felt pretty good at a ball game after we're getting the last. What are you talking about? Weakens the legs. I felt loose. My shot was on point.
Oh, dude. Fucking before, like, a physical challenge, it helps a lot.
You do. Clear the mind.
It helps a lot. But at the same time, there is, like, an anger-induced.
Well, I don't think UFC, I don't think I would be.
I don't see Conor.
I don't see Conor back there. You know what? I could see Conor. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
Fuck that pussy.
Fuck that pussy, mate.
I
don't give a fuck, mate.
Yours is better.
It's because of the high voice. I'm going high on purpose because his voice is actually high.
Samo's got a low voice.
I don't give a fuck, mate.
I don't give a fuck.
The fact that we're talking about that, though, Peaky Blinders. Have you ever seen Peaky Blinders?
Oh, man. I was just talking about that last night with Sarah.
I'm on season 3 now. It makes me want to drink whiskey straight. It makes me want to smoke cigarettes. And it makes me want to kill people.
I'm telling you.
That's
how I live my life, though.
So
I don't even
dope.
Watch a show.
It's so
that
dope,
scares
bro.
Me.
It's so dope.
Can we get to the post-apocalyptic part already?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to spread Jesus and bullets.
Draw crosses on all your bullets, dog.
You know what my favorite movies is? The Book of Eli. And you know why? Because
Beautiful. The
message is at the end. It's like, who holds that word holds the power. And it wasn't even like, that wasn't even, so on the on Denzel's side of that movie,
right,
it was showing the actual spiritual aspect of it. He was hearing the voice that followed him to that Bible. He learned, like, not magically, but by divine intervention, to right. learn a to Braille. Read a Braille Bible.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, if you haven't seen Book of Eli by now,
yeah,
fucking,
it's 2008.
Yeah, jump off a cliff.
2008,
dude.
I believe. 2010 or 2008.
Go play in traffic.
But play in traffic. My dad used to say it all the time. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
Yeah. He just made you go do it. He didn't say it.
Do push-ups in the street.
Yeah. Give me 20 on the interstate.
But in Book of Eli, so you have Denzel's character. Mm-hmm. You know, Eli,
yep.
You know, he's hearing these voices and he's making it through all this stuff. And it's like, go west. And he ends up in, you know, Alcatraz Island, mm-hmm. where the Bible ends up, and they have a printing press and stuff.
Right.
And then on the protagonist side, mm-hmm. I don't know the actor's name or the character's name, but, you know, he just wants the book because he knows it's going to control the people.
Yeah, it's gonna. Yeah, you can control the people,
and that kind of mm-hmm. has this dynamic of like how it really is modern day.
For sure,
think about it. You have two types of people who are into religion / fucking spirituality / you know, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
it's broken down, like, so it's where your heart's at.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on the fact that church was man made? Because, I mean, in the Bible, God never talked about church.
You want to know my honest rebuttal or comment to that? Is Jesus was man. He right. was man on purpose for questions like that.
Right.
You know, but as far as, yeah, there is a separation between, there is a difference between religion
mm-hmm.
and your actual relationship with your God.
Right.
And Christ, and in my case, I believe in Jesus Christ and God, mm-hmm. but that's the whole message. It was that, like, look, I'm you, I'm yeah. the Son of God, but I'm a man. I suffered this consequence. I suffered this pain. I suffered this for you. I have to resist temptation. He's in the desert for 40 days, resisting the devil. I'll give you the world. I'll give you this. I'll give you that. I'll give you every kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no,
yeah,
get away from me, devil. Like, it's literally. That was why he was sent, was to be a direct representation and a bridge between God himself and man.
Did he not have water or food the 40 days and 40 nights he was in the desert?
Man, I don't think he did. Whatever, he scrounged up, I'm sure.
So he survived. So he had, yeah, okay,
yeah.
So he survived.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not like he was just without water and food.
And that's the thing.
I'm genuinely out.
And that's why Lent is 40 days.
Okay. What is Lent exactly?
Lent is celebrated mostly, I believe it's mostly a Catholic celebrated thing, mm-hmm. but it's where you, like, hold back from
certain things in your life.
Something, like, you fast.
Yeah,
from
you don't eat bread.
Or you plan on, like, I'm certain Catholics, like, during Lent, I'm going to Mass this time. There might be a few things. Or yeah. I'm not eating this. I'm not eating red meat. Whatever. Yeah. Especially, you might pick something that's really hard for you. I'm not going to masturbate.
Yeah, it's like a disciplinary thing.
I'm not, whatever, and it's meant to bring you closer to God.
Yeah, because of your struggle and the fact that you're relating to that struggle. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, think about it. If you were to end up in, like, if you were to leave here right now, because mm-hmm. you've been drinking, you get a DUI.
And go where? DUI.
And you got to go to jail for 60 days.
Right.
You don't see Randy for shit. You don't come back here. Mm-hmm. You just changed your whole life. And not only that, you got a record.
Right.
You anything you're going to be doing for 60, you're going to get a little closer to God. That's the concept. And I'm not saying that, like, you need to go into a shitty situation.
Yeah.
But it's about getting you out of your comfort zone.
Well, it's making people know. It's like anything else. It's like raising a kid, to be honest. It's showing them that the hardships that you go through, sometimes you have to rely on, like, your natural instinct. Your natural instinct is to survive. And when you survive, you get close. You get spiritual in a way. You're like, okay, what's all I have?
Everything that I have is inside of me.
And it's just like
you could, there could be right. nothing in your mind at the time spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
or religious, mm-hmm. but you go fucking skydiving or get into a firefight in a combat zone and you survive it.
Yeah.
You're talking to
a higher power.
You're getting spiritual. You don't know. You might even know who the fuck you're talking to, but yeah. you're going to feel it on the inside. You're going to feel it on the outside. All those hairs on the back of your neck are going to stand up. You are going to feel something. And it might just, most of it might be chemicals, but something put those, something there. Something's there.
In my opinion, I mean, the thing that has, it's my my journey spiritually and shit like that has, and religiously I'm rumbling. By the way, guys, bro, we're both, I don't know about him. I know he's a little high and a little drunk. I've been drinking a lot, so sorry about the rambles. Anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Oh, God.
My journey spiritually and religiously, I will, like, fuck, what was I going to say? I go through things and all that, but I think everybody has, like, a certain thing inside of them. It's all about interpretation. And throughout our long, long, long history of humanity, it's been interpreted in such ways to where we have things like the Bible or the Quran. It's just different interpretations of all the same shit. I think there might be one singular higher power, and that's how it goes, and it's just branched off into all this shit.
So I serve a loving God, right?
Right.
So there's nothing about my God or my Jesus that tells me that he hates anyone that practices any religion or spirit. He loves everybody.
I do have a rebuttal against that. I'm gonna let you continue. Let me go. You get one question in. So is it I know there's a difference between the Old and New Testament, right? And it's like, one's mostly man written and kind of interpreted by man, and one is solely for. It's that the old that's like more.
There's
because I know there is a lot of hate in
in
some of it. There is a lot of like demeaning women, and like it's like where your women are like objects.
It's how it's interpreted.
Exactly, but like I mean,
just like you hear people talk about how they talk about how the Bible talks about how homosexuality is wrong and this.
It actually doesn't. Interpretation.
Does it talk about that?
It actually doesn't. We've talked about that.
Most of the things that that people use it to propel their agendas.
Yeah,
has nothing to do. It's about
for
love.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and there's a lot of stories in the Old Testament, yes, in the original Hebrew Bible, that is the Old Testament. But let's not forget that the New Testament was written by all Jews as well.
Right.
Jesus himself was a Jew. A lot of Jewish people don't like, or they don't study the New Testament, from my understanding at least.
Yeah, I have no clue.
But the New Testament was written by all Jewish men, and Jesus himself was a Jew, but there's always been that since that temple and the synagogue, and that there's been a separation there, but it's all connected. It's still all connected. Even in that, think about that. Like in my heart, Jesus Christ was a real person, and even to the person who not really sure or they just think it's a story. Just for the second, think that is absolutely 100% true and fact and real. Mm-hmm. And everything took place the way it did. Jesus Christ was crucified by his own people for trying to show them a new way. Mm-hmm. Considered a freaking, like a cult.
A cult leader.
Almost
yeah.
like he was in Waco, Texas in 1994, 96.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously way better than that, obviously, but they didn't have guns. He fashioned a whip one time, though. Jesus was savage. consider that. Let's just think for a second. That is absolutely fact. Let's just put that in your mind. He created that connect but disconnect for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are my people. I am Jewish. This is the Old Testament written by my people, and the Word of God is in this. But I am here to start a revolution. I'm here to change because what we've been doing isn't working.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? That's basically the message from Jesus. It's like, what we've been doing is not working. You have the message you had in the Old Testament. You have all the way up to the birth of Jesus Christ is like really is prophetically messaged out in the Old Testament, from, you know, Abraham to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, all 40, I'm, man, I'm 42, I don't want to speak negatively or speak wrong, but I think 40-something generations.
Yeah, a long time.
It's there, and then there's a New Testament. This is, but you can't, so you can't separate the two. They're different, but you can't separate them. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is a representation of the human race in itself.
Of course.
We're all different, but you can't separate. You can't.
You We're can't made segregate.
You can try. Mm-hmm. As human beings, we can, but that's not what's made to be.
Yeah,
it's not what's made to be. We're made to be different, but we're made to connect.
Do you think...
magnets who are the opposite, mm-hmm. they fucking attract for a fucking reason.
Yeah.
The same magnet... the two positive repel. Like, we're different for a fucking reason, because that's the way we mold and mush together. And we have to stop. Okay, we're celebrating the negativity of the differences in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We have to start celebrating the differences in how we can fit together, because we are different. It's like two fucking pieces of, let's say you have two blocks, like you know what I mean, like our puzzle. It's mm-hmm. it's fucking puzzle pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You if you have the same puzzle piece, they don't fucking fit together.
Yeah,
you not have basically out. Almost the pieces that fit together. They're usually the exact opposite. If you think yeah. about it on a puzzle.
Yeah,
that's the best way for me to put it. That's the way my brain works. That's the way I treat people. That's the way everybody should do it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
If you don't, you're a piece of shit.
Word, and you heard it here first, folks. If you like puzzles, you're a piece of shit. That's what I heard,
Jay. Now you got me running around. You got me running.
Hey, see, it shit happens, man. That's a good thing, though. I have a question. Why hasn't... So you believe Jesus was a real person, and he came and did all the things that he's done and provided the messages he provided and taught and all those things. He's a real person, straight up, right?
Yes, sir.
Why do you think that wouldn't happen again?
Why, it wouldn't?
Like a second coming or a third coming of Jesus.
Oh, it will.
For sure. What do you think will happen then?
I think it's beyond my comprehension. I mean,
that makes sense.
I don't know. I don't know, but I know something will happen. I know.
You think he'll come back? You think it's going to be Jesus again, or do you think it's going to be somebody else? You think God will have a new son or a new daughter? You know what I mean? Like, I don't think.
No. Jesus never left. I don't. I couldn't tell you, man. I don't know
the. I don't
know the mind of God. God's power. He could change up the whole playbook.
Right. And we got the playbook. I love playbook.
He could. Like, he is the Almighty.
Yeah.
I mean, we like, you know, the Book of Revelations was written by, was it written by John? Who was it written by?
I think
was
Craig. John? Craig wrote it.
Yeah, Craig. Yeah,
Craig was. Craig a great
sounds
writer.
Like he's from Channel View with a meth problem. Really? Craig?
Channel me.
No, man. But that was written by one of the disciples.
Fuck.
You know all...
This shit made me laugh.
All the disciples were hunted down and eventually executed.
Yeah, I actually did know that.
And that's... That's devotion, man.
I forget the name of him.
Tell me you don't believe in something without telling me you believe in something. Follow it till you literally they take your breath away.
You just die. Yeah.
You tell me 12 people plus their family and supporters were that brainwashed to the point. Not, I mean, for the disciples were traveling the earth,
right?
All over.
All over. Yeah.
For damn near, like, to the last one passed, what? 30, 40 years later?
Yeah.
Like, you're to that devoted, even after David Koresh dies?
you know what's crazy, man? That kind of faith is rejoiced in Christianity and things with the disciples.
Said the fucking magic word, man.
Listen, but what about the people in other religions who have done that? And you might disagree with those people.
So
in Christianity, like you're saying, the disciples went so far to die for their religion.
Yeah.
Terrorists.
Right.
Jihadists.
No, the Taliban. Were they preaching and peace and love?
No, right. No, I understand what you're saying. Well, I don't know what they were preaching.
Were they just sitting there taking whips and lashes? No,
I understand. Listen.
They're delivering them. There's a big difference between delivering people to evil and delivering people from evil.
Right, I understand.
I just answered your question, sir.
I know. I'm just saying, like, that kind of, like, blind faith is not always a great thing.
I see what you're saying.
It just depends on the root of what your faith is in.
Exactly.
And that, like, so that's why I've
My
always,
faith is based on love.
Right, which is great. And I think, again, like the Taliban, there's also radical Christians who are fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Just
I'm
like
sure
people
there's some neo-Nazis that love some Jesus.
Right. Yeah. So just like the Taliban,
absolutely,
all that. So
Jesus knows your heart.
So mind you, faith, yes, is a good thing in a lot of ways, but faith in the wrong thing, wrong being violent or angry or evil, like, faith is not always a good thing. And I think a lot of simple-minded people can kind of be corrupted by their own faith. People like suicide bombers, and people like crusaders and shit like that. People who would kill for their own religion is really fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure Jesus loves their passion.
Good passion.
I mean, love thy neighbor like you love thyself.
Direct it somewhere else.
I mean, let's be honest. How much do those suicide bombers love themselves?
Probably not a lot.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing. That's the thing. In their heads, that's what's fucked up about religion, in my opinion. I love the fact
God
that religion
still
exists.
Loves them, though. You know that?
Yeah,
you
I'm
know,
sure he does.
Let's say you have a badass kid. Right?
Yeah.
You have a badass kid.
You still love him, huh? I think I would have to have a kid to understand that, because in my head now, I believe you, the fact, because you have daughters.
Yeah.
I believe you that if they were fucking serial killers that, like, drowned babies every day, you'd be like, I still love them in a way. But no, hey, look.
No, I know what you mean.
But in my own head, I'd be like, fuck that person.
So let me say.
I think it's a biological thing.
One more thing, and we can even get off this topic.
Where?
But. We're thinking
bucks and six.
Only on our realm. Yeah, no matter. Bucks and six. We're thinking, oh, Chase is going to heaven.
Yeah.
Bucks and six.
Yeah, bucks and six.
No, but we're thinking on our level of understanding in our realm, our dimension, our whatever scientific,
right, all that shit,
religious, spiritual term you want to put to it.
Matrix.
Maybe that's why every religion works. Because Matrix is just like, hey, whatever you want to believe in, dog.
Yeah, fucking believe in it, dog.
You know what I mean? That's why people are like, I got reincarnated. Oh, I saw Jesus.
Hold up. One second. Pause. Are you handing me all your, like, half-drinking and I'm just finishing? I have, like, six cans down here.
Dude, that's
Where'd your cans go?
I don't,
Am I just finishing
I,
your fucking drinks?
I drink coffee.
Oh, no. This makes a lot of sense here, why I'm rambling. Like, dude, I keep reaching over. I'm like, damn, I still have a lot of White Claws to finish. I brought like eight White Claws to the table, and there's three more on the table. I'm looking down. There's like six by my feet.
You just added one. You're good.
Dude, I keep reaching over and just grabbing open White Claws.
I had one in the coffee.
Oh, man.
It's all good, bro.
I've drank so much. Hold up. Time out.
I told you, I'm on a hiatus.
Hiatus.
A little bit. I'm on a.
You have a
poquito.
You have a high anus.
Dude, that's for the tall dudes.
That's for the tall dudes.
Oh man,
you're tall, bitch. You're my height.
Hey, guess how long we've been going?
I'm gonna say an hour and 3 minutes.
No shit.
Yeah, we're there, bro. We're just kind of talking at this point, bro.
Well, I think we should leave it on Jesus.
I think we should leave it on Jesus.
I don't think I can go back to talking about pussy and anus.
Yeah. So, Jose,
this is a fucking wide range.
Yeah, you have a high anus, love Jesus, and serial killers. That's what we've talked about.
Mercy.
Well, good Lord.
I just can't wait to see the name of this fucking episode.
We'll figure it out eventually. It might be something. It might be fucking Route 67.
Lemonheads, anus, and Jesus.
Lemonheads, you know?
We're not putting Jesus in
there. I'll put Jesus and fucking neo-Nazis in the same title. It's okay, but we'll figure it out. Neo-Jesus. That's what we're going to call
him. Oh,
my goodness. Well, Smoking Whiskey fans, bro, it's been past the hour. I have to piss out of my fat cock. Chase has pussy to go get, and I think we're gonna call it on that. So,
Jeez. Can you sit down so I can pee between your legs?
Yeah, absolutely, baby. Absolutely. Again? I knew it was your favorite. Oh, Smoking Whiskey fans, we'll catch y'all later, bro. Please go follow the Instagram, all that good shit. Leave a review for me so I know if y'all give a fuck or not, whatever. And share us, bro. Send it to your friends and family if you think it's funny. Talk to us. Communicate. We got y'all. We're in this for the money and also for you, baby girl and baby boys. Smoking Whiskey fans, we love y'all. We will catch y'all later, bro. All right, later.
Peace.